Tok of Yudalev, Sivdala, Enois and Mugma, Dain Lefaze, Yisomim Al Gecholim. Even though for Echel Nefesh one is allowed to do a malocha, but here to burn incense is considered something that the average person does not need, and therefore it is prohibited. That is the source of why today most places can hold, you're not allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, even if you get past some problem of smoking Bechal, even during the weekday. But on Yom Tov it's more problematic because the average person doesn't smoke. Bein l'riach, bein l'gamah, abayis o'kelem. One's another burnt incense, whether to smell incense or to give a smell to his house or to kelem that he puts on top of the burning incense. Abu Moise, g'day l'ifin reyach, toibah peyes, amatkin l'achil, amuta, afilim, amfasan, gabi, gachel, shalitz. If he's doing it to give a nice flavor to food that he's cooking, then it's permitted, even if the gecholim are wooden gecholim, because this is considered echel nefesh. The most says, but also lisvayv kois mevusim al dugodim mishum demoyl bim reichem. One should not brush a cup that has psalmim in it on clothing, because that's an issa of moyl reyach. It's an abundance to create a new smell. If you're doing it intentionally for the smell, you happen to put something in it, hold a lemon in a cloth, and some of the smell comes off, that's all right.